Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Rebbe T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We're looking at lesson 27, phrase number 27. We have just a few left before we, God willing, finish up our special summer mini-series. This book is the letter for the ages. Igeres Ramban with the wonderful words, insights, and expositions of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. And tonight's phrase, we're looking at V'chaser called Divrei HaOlam Milibacha Be'es HaTvila V'chachin Libacha Lefnei HaMakom Baruch Hu. Cast external matters from your mind when you stand to pray. Carefully prepare your heart in the presence of the Holy One. This concept is codified by the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim. Before you begin to pray, meditate upon the loftiness of Hashem and the lowliness of man. Pluck out from your heart the yearning for the mundane pleasures of the world. It's prohibited even for a parent to kiss the child in the shul. He must establish in his heart that there is no love comparable to the love of the Almighty Hashem. But the question comes up, how can the Ramban encourage his son to cast the worldly matters from your mind when you pray, when the very nature of prayer, of davening, tefillah, is request of Hashem to grant us the brachos of the world, like prosperity and freedom and the like? There's an answer in the words of the Ramah quoted before, like pluck from his heart the yearning for the mundane pleasures of the world. Certainly we pray for the wonderful things in the world Hashem can give us, but we strive to elevate our requests above the mundane. We ask Hashem to make the resources of this world available to us so we can utilize them as tools to serve Hashem properly with the right peace of mind, the right frame of mind. Rav Chaim of Elazhin demonstrates that the true purpose of prayer, of tefillah, is to increase Hashem's sovereignty of the world. We ask for brachos from Him, so Hashem's influence should permeate the world with better, greater intensity. With real prayer, the one praying learns how to use the world as a springboard to bring heavenly things down and to bring us up to new spiritual heights. The Ramban himself, in the commentary to the Torah and Shemos, talks about the idea of prayer, the intent of the commandments is that we acquire a firm belief in Hashem, proclaim Hashem as the one who created us, the fact of purpose of creation. There is no other motive known to us. Hashem asks of man that we come to Him and testify that He is the Creator. The tefillos we say, the basic knessas that we make, all the things we hold dear are designed to give expression to our inner conviction that Hashem is the Creator. We cry out, Briosecha Anachna, we are your creations. The Talmud also points out in Brachos 31a that he who prays must direct his heart to heaven. Prayer is the pathway to Hashem. When we follow the path, we have kavana, we have the proper intensity and intention and the proper frame of mind, the direction, that is everything. Tefillah b'li kavana k'guf b'li neshama. Prayer without proper intention, without proper intensity, without proper direction is like a body without a soul. The essence of direction is to know one's destination. The Gemara talks about in Brachos when Rabbi Eliezer was on his sickbed, his disciples came to visit him and asked, "Our Master, teach us the pathways of life so that we may reach the world to come." Rabbi Eliezer said, "When you stand in prayer, know before whom you are praying. Dalef nemi ata omid. Know before whom you are standing. Thus you will merit the world to come." Again, that comes from Brachos. Prayer is a moment where we are transformed. When you come to Hashem, man should realize that he should be alone and frightened, realizing that he's weak and torn by his worries, which threaten to overwhelm him. When prayer arrives, man should understand and should take to heart the idea that he is a caring and sympathetic ear to talk to come to Hashem, to be able to talk to Him in such a way. Turn to the loving Father in heaven and admit your frailty. Allow the weighty burdens to slip off your shoulders, realizing you are not alone. Hashem will take care of you. Tehillim points out, cast upon Hashem your burden, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to falter. Rabbi Yechezkel Levinstein writes in his work on Emunah, "One should stand in prayer like a beggar standing at the door with outstretched palms. The supplicant must fill himself with the awareness that his existence is entirely dependent upon Hashem. When one elevates himself to this level of humility, then his life sustenance becomes truly independent of the hand of man and a direct gift of Hashem." As man has strengthened technology hold on the world, nature finally lost some of the stranglehold on his life. We can predict the weather, even though it's not always accurate. We have lights to wash away the night. We have air conditioning to make the sun outside go away. Airplanes allow us to go away and free from cold weather like in winter. And we use technology for so many things. We have our smartphones, we internet, we have all of our information at our fingertip. And we're able to access so many things the previous generations not. Do we feel like we are sovereigns of our destiny, but realize that man can never really conquer nature? Against the backdrop of the cosmos, you should still be able to tremble at the grandeur of Hashem. Hashem is so great, so exalted, we're tiny peons in comparison to him. Nonetheless, on a daily level, we should find it difficult to understand ourselves compared to Hashem. Although this is true, nowadays people don't realize how much they really are helpless, and maybe that's our crazy times of COVID brings to us to mind how helpless we really are. But this really could be a greatest stumbling block in the pathway to genuine, meaningful prayer. In overcoming this block, one must learn well the Ramban's lessons in humility before properly approaching prayer. Rav Yosef Albo and Sefer HaKam asks, how does a mortal dare to approach the Almighty in a prayer to ask Him to change His decrees? Hashem certainly knows what's best for us. How can we have the audacity to request a change of what Hashem wants? He answers, the one who prays properly undergoes a literal process of transformation. In Tishtana HaGezer, when one's character changes, the divine decree against him changes accordingly. That's why prayer, they ask a lot of times, are we changing what we're asking of Hashem? Are we changing God's decrees? No, we're changing ourselves. So what Hashem brings down to us is not the same us as we were before. Chovos HaLevavos points out in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, different ways to prepare for prayer. One must disengage himself from the world, free his mind of thoughts that will distract him. Seriously, take to heart that you're standing before your Maker. Choose your words carefully and your intended to contemplate, and then your ability to concentrate. Understand the words of prayer are merely the shell that we say in the mouth. The heart's meditation upon the words is really the inner that we have to do. Words are like body of prayer, while meditation is the soul. One who prays only with his tongue while his mind wanders has an empty body devoid of the kernel. This person is compared to the servant whose master has just returned home from a journey. The servant sent his children to greet the master while he himself ignored the master's presence. The master was furious by this wanton disrespect. Similarly, if the heart sends the body and the mouth to greet the Almighty in prayer, if the heart itself turns its attentions elsewhere, Hashem will surely be displeased. So realize that it's only proper you realize what prayer really is, nothing less than the passionate yearning of the soul for Hashem and its utter surrender before Him. Realize to have the proper sense of mind, the proper sense of place, the proper contemplation and the proper intention, the proper kavanah when you're standing before Hashem. We have the ability to talk with Hashem 3 times a day. We have the ability to tell Him anything on our mind, to ask Him anything, and to acknowledge our frailties and our failures and our sins, to be able to do so on a constant basis. How wonderful it is, and we should approach it in the best way possible. Join us next time as we talk lesson 28, just a very few lessons left here on the BTL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.